Fayette County farmer Gene DeBruin owns a small dairy farm. Each of the 33 cows on his farm produce about 4 gallons of milk every day, and day-to-day operations have been basically the same since the stay-home order was imposed in March.
Our life on the farm has not changed. The milk truck comes, the service folks come, our feed's delivered. So pretty much, you know, spring is here and we've just done our thing.
But Ty Higgins with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation says it's a tough time for many dairy farmers.
We had farmers in Ohio that had to dump milk right there on their farm instead of sending it to the processing facility, because that processing facility was getting more and more milk that was usually made to make cheeses and butter for restaurants and pint-sized milk for school. That milk now was going into making more fluid milk for the consumer, and so the processor got backlogged.
And Higgins says many grocery stores were making matters worse by limiting the quantity of milk consumers could purchase. At the same time, food banks in Ohio are experiencing explosions in the number of people they serve. With more than 1 million newly unemployed Ohioans, the number of people turning to food banks has increased fourfold in many cases. Lisa Hamler-Fugit with the Ohio Association of Food Banks says that milk that's been dumped is sorely needed by many families. She says it's not just a problem with processing.
We also have a distribution channel problem where we need semi-tractor trailers to be brought in, refrigerated semi-tractor trailers brought in and staged along with our mass distributions as well, so we can offload gallons and half gallons of milk directly to the families that are queuing in line for food.
Hamler-Fugit expects the situation will get better now that a new USDA program is being put in place to help ease existing problems with processing and distribution. Dairy farmers are not the only ones with the problem. Wheat, soybeans, corn, meat, and other Ohio farm staples are expected to yield fewer dollars this year because schools and restaurants were closed last month. 70% of the bacon raised in Ohio goes to restaurant chains. The pork, beef, and butter produced for food service all went away in the blink of an eye. Ohio Farmers Union President Joe Logan says the problems with processing and distributing are exposing a weakness in the food system.
The consolidation that we have allowed to happen, even facilitated happening throughout not only the nation, but the world, has led us to a point of very high vulnerability for our livestock market. And of course, what happens in the livestock market then trickles down to all the corn and soybean producers across Ohio and the nation. So our nation right now is in a really very vulnerable place, and farmers don't have much in terms of a safe harbor.
As for the DeBruins, they've found that safe harbor by keeping their farm small. It's a family affair. They don't rely on hired labor. They provide organic milk for a co-op, and the DeBruins get a stable price for their milk.
We can make a living at it and depend on it. The reason so many other farms have gotten so large, because the margins are getting thinner and thinner. It's a boom and bust thing. You know, when it's good, it's great. And if you're large, and it's really great, right? But when they're losing a lot too.
Most farmers cannot and will not go organic. But farm organizations say the problems that have been brought to light during this pandemic won't be taken lightly once Ohio gets back to its new normal. Joe Ingles, State House News Bureau.